Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve. Normally, every Friday, I upload an episode basically just talking about self-love, mental health, the self-growth journey, basically just a bunch of different conversations and topics about leveling yourself up and living your best life and becoming the best version of yourself possible in a very realistic way. However, I decided to do this little series, I guess, where every single day for the month of January, I upload an episode. So since January 1st until January 31st, I have been uploading an episode to this channel through Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music, all that stuff for you guys to tune into and listen. And every topic that I share and every conversation that we have basically just has to do with becoming a better version of yourself and just real advice on leveling yourself up. And I'm really excited for today's episode because I know a majority of my audience is in their 20s. You're either entering your 20s, in your 20s, or just left your 20s and your 30s. And I feel like the 20s are such a weird journey because it will have you being the happiest and saddest and most stressed but most accomplished in your life possible. You could be in your 20s and getting married. You could be in your 20s and getting out of your first relationship. You could graduate in college or start in college. Changing your career path, moving out, like whatever it is, there's so many different things that happen. I feel like it's such a kind of stepping stone for your 30s, and there's so much that changes in our lives and so much that we realize, especially at like 25. And I'm so excited for today's episode because I think that we've put a lot of pressure on being in our 20s and a lot of pressure on graduating college and just finding out what you're going to do with your life. And as someone who's kind of just recently graduated college and having friends that are in the same boat as me, I feel like a lot of the time I feel very anxious and very stressed about what do I want to do with my life? What is my timeline of this? What is my timeline of that? And then I'm like, relax, you're only in your 20s. And I felt a lot of comfort when I saw this one quote, and it was like a TikTok. And it was a girl who was basically just saying, she was like, if you've ever watched the show Friends, I think when they start the first season, they're all like 25. And it's not until like 10 season in when they're mid 30s that they get the jobs that they want, that they get married, that they have kids. And she's like, society has put such a pressure on us to be great before we're 25, to be in relationships before we're 25, to make a lot of money before we're 25, to be financially secure and have our own house and have all this stuff by 25. She's like, that is not realistic and that is not common. Everybody has their own journey. Everybody has their own path. And I couldn't agree more. So I want to go through certain things that maybe we get stressed out about in our 20s that we can kind of fix a little bit. And just so you guys don't feel alone, like everyone feels these things. So let's go ahead and go through the list of just relaxing about things that you might be stressed about in your 20s. The first thing is the pressure after graduating college. So I feel like there is this huge stigma and pressure that when your first job out of college is going to be your career for the rest of your life, and that's just not true. You could graduate college and work in a specific job for 3 years and realize, I absolutely hate this, and completely change your career path at 25. You can do it until you're 30, completely hate it, and completely change your career path at 30. We need to stop adding this pressure to, as soon as you graduate college, the first job is your career. That's going to be the income for the rest of your life. That's around what your income will look like for the rest of your life, etc. There's so much pressure on what to do with your life when you graduate college, and you're still a kid. You're still figuring it out. If you graduate college late, I also graduated college late, prioritized my business way over school, and I had to kind of deal with the repercussions of that. I don't regret it, but it is something where I felt a lot of pressure even in college of like, am I even going to use my degree? Was all the money I spent on college worth it, etc.? So stop putting so much pressure on yourself if you're in college or if you just graduated college on my first job is my career. No, it's not. Relax, take some deep breaths. Like, you have time to figure out what it is that you want to do, which brings me to my second bullet, which is not knowing your passion or what you're meant to do. Your 20s are meant to fail. Your 20s are meant to make mistakes. Your 20s are meant to learn and unlearn things, okay? So you might work 5 different corporate jobs before realizing that you don't even want to work in corporate, okay? There's so many. This is why I'm very grateful that I experienced so much. Like, I worked in the medical field. I've worked in fashion. I've worked in marketing. I've worked in so many different things before I was like, hey, a podcast. You know, like, there's so many different things that you're going to learn about yourself and then unlearn about yourself. And that's what your 20s are for. So don't freak out because you don't know your passion, and don't freak out because you don't know what you're meant to do in life, okay? Because at the end of the day, it will all tie together. You just need to do what you need to do. You just need to do what you want to do today. If today you wake up and you want to be a teacher, you go ahead and you go to school and you be a teacher. If you wake up tomorrow and you want to be this, you go ahead and you follow that, okay? At the end of the day, you can only do what you want to do that day. And if things want to change for you, let's say you work as a teacher, but you want to work in social media. You wake up, you go to your job as a teacher, you're 9 to 5, you come home and you work on social media and you keep doing that every single day. Let's say you're working and teaching, you want to be a nurse. You come home and you start studying on ways that you could be a nurse. You put in the research every single day. And after doing that for a long time, you're going to create this pattern. You're going to create this habit of it. You're going to learn what you're good at. You're going to learn what you're bad at. And you're going to be able to apply this to what you want to do in the future. Stop thinking that just because you're at your first job, it's what you're going to do for the rest of your life, because that is anything but the truth. Your 20s are for making those mistakes. And you're not failing if you keep getting back up. You only fail if you don't get back up. So if you're failing, if you're unemployed, not realizing what to do in life, and you're just doing a job to make ends meet, things need to change, and you're aware that things need to change, but you need to put in the steps to do that. You can't just expect everything to fall into your lap. You have to do the work for it, and then the opportunities will chase you. My next thing that I want to talk about is that you could start 50 different businesses before succeeding in one. Like, for me, for example, I've tried so many different things since I was like 13 or 14. I've tried YouTube. I've tried like this Bible quotes Instagram page. I tried doing a wellness account. I tried doing a coffee account. I tried doing a fitness account. There were so many different things that I tried to do before discovering For You From Eve is what I want to do, and before realizing that I want to have a podcast. So you could start 50 businesses before having one be successful. Okay, so that's because I've made mistakes. I've failed. I've had someone tell me, you start all these different business ventures, you haven't finished one successfully. And it put things into perspective of me, of some people don't understand. Some people don't understand the hustle. Some people don't understand that you need to make mistakes. And people don't understand that that's a way of learning, that that's a way of growing, is failing. So if you're working a corporate job or a part-time job, or you're still in school, but you're kind of working on a side hustle on the side where you kind of want it or hope for it to be like a business in the future, it's okay if you need to do that multiple times or do multiple niches before realizing which one was actually made for you. The next thing in your 20s is you might need to lose 10 friends to make one great one. You might need to lose a circle of 30 for a circle of 3. People will show you who they are, and the older you get, you go on different paths than people, and a path that you once shared with someone might not be the path that you're meant to be on. So even if you get along with someone really, really great for all these years, and then the older you get, they don't really match your lifestyle anymore, right? It's like when I was in high school, I was great friends with somebody, and as we got older, our paths went in completely different directions. And it doesn't mean you're better than someone. It doesn't mean they're better than you. It just means you have different purposes in life. It means that you have different goals. It means that you have different morals. It means you have different values. And that's okay. We all grow at a different pace. And your version of success, your version of happiness might be completely different than somebody else's. So if you have to lose friends along this way of discovering yourself, that is okay, because you will make new friends that align with your future path and that align with who you're actually meant to be. Making friends has been one of my biggest blessings in the past year of my life and in my 20s. And I've had to lose a few friends. I've had to become distant with a few friends. But making other friends that you're extremely close with, and that maybe they're friends that you've had in your life all along, but you suddenly got close with, or there's someone that you just met, you know, it doesn't matter. It's like, a great friend is worth losing a bunch of acquaintances or losing a specific lifestyle. And the more that you're yourself, the more that you do the things that you want to do, the more you're going to find people who align with that. For example, one of my greatest friends right now, I met from the gym. Just from going to the gym every day for the past 2-3 years, me and this girl crossed paths. We started small talk, then we started grabbing food after the gym, and then it turns into a friendship. And it's like, we align in the same way because we both have the same morals and values when it comes to the gym. We both have the same goals when it comes to the gym. And then you realize how many other things you have in common, and it hits you like, wow, this person is actually meant to be in my life. Being in your 20s means you're gonna lose a shitload of friends, but it also means that you're gonna make a couple great ones. And that's so much more important, and it's so worth the loss. The next thing in your 20s is you might spend too much money. You might not know how to save your money. You might not know how to budget. It's okay to be at a low financial point in your 20s, but learn how to pull yourself out of that and how to not get back into that habit. I've been in many situations where I've had no money, where I was in credit card debt. Like, that happens to people, where you kind of spend more than you think you're making that month, or you spend it before you have it. And then you have to like wait a little bit and you have to get stressed. But then when you have the money, you kind of release that stress, but it makes you think like, wow, I never want to be that financially stressed again. Financial stress is so real and it's so common in your 20s. So don't ever think that you're alone in financial stress, especially if you were never really taught how to budget. It's like, why are you expected to know that? So don't be too stressed out if you don't really know how to save, but I would try your best to kind of start learning how to save your money and learning how to budget because you can afford to do so. Like, I'm very lucky. I live under my parents' roof. Like, I'm very lucky to be in a situation where I can learn the process of saving money, where I can learn the process of budgeting, and I still have another option. Obviously, that's not everybody's life, and I completely understand that, and I'm not trying to come off like a privileged girl, but I think that's a lot of people's lives as well. But a lot of people really have to make it on their own and really have to kind of do it themselves. And they have to be financially independent. They don't have a choice not to be. Like, it's okay if you've been in a bad financial distress in your 20s, but just learn how to take yourself out of it and learn how to not get back to that point again. The next thing is, it's okay if you don't know what you want your life to look like. It's okay if you don't know if you want a corporate job or if you want to be traditional or if you want to run your own business. It's okay if you don't know. Like, I know many women who are like, yeah, I'm going to find my husband in college. And when I graduate college, I'm not going to work because my husband's going to provide for me. And I'm going to go the traditional route of being the stay-at-home wife and the stay-at-home mom while he goes to work all day. So I'll cook, I'll clean, I'll take care of the house, I'll take care of our future kids while he's at work. And that's the life that I want for myself. And then you have some women who are like, I'm going to work this corporate job and climb the corporate ladder and make this many figures right when I graduate college. Then you have someone like, I want to start my own business until I find a man. And except there's so many different things, and it's okay if you don't know which one is meant for you. My best advice for not knowing which one is meant for you is simply just doing what you want to in the moment, and it will happen. Like, for me personally, finishing college, I'm obviously working my own business. I decided I'm going to get my degree. I decided I'm going to have my own business. I've done both of those things. I do want a traditional lifestyle down the line when it's meant for me. And I just know, like, God knows what he wants to do with me. God knows my purpose in this world, whether it's to be a mom, a wife, a successful podcaster. He knows. I could be all three, you know? So it's like, I'm just going to take it day by day. When I wake up that morning, I'm going to do what I want to do that day. And over time, things will piece itself together. So it's okay if you don't know. It's okay if you don't have a straight answer. It's okay if your answer doesn't match somebody else's, right? It's like, you're in your 20s. You might change your mind from 21 to 28 on who you want to be and what you want your purpose to be and what you want to accomplish. So it's okay to not know. And it's okay to not know what to chase. It's okay to not know what lifestyle you want to chase, what route you want to take, what path you want to go along. That's okay. That's completely normal. You're going to figure it out day by day just by trying new things. Like, I've done many internships working in many different fields to figure out what I want to do for work. You go on dates with a bunch of guys to figure out what you want in a guy and what you don't want in a guy, right? Like, you go out with different friend groups doing different things to see what resonates best with you. These are things that we do. You don't have to know exactly what you want. You just have to experience a bunch of different things, and what's meant to be for you will be for you. The next thing is, sometimes in our 20s, we don't really know what our style is or what our aesthetic is or what looks best on our body. And I feel like this is something I'm kind of leaning into a little bit, is fashion, a very little bit. I say that very lightly because I feel like I don't really know exactly what looks best in my body. I don't know what necessarily matches my aesthetic or my vibe. I kind of just wear what makes me feel good. And over time, it's like, you're going to learn what looks best on your body. You're going to learn what you look most flattering in. You're going to learn what hair color looks best on you. You're going to learn how to do your makeup. You're going to learn which skincare works best for you. You're going to learn which lifestyle diet to start following. These are things that you're going to learn about your physical appearance, and it's exciting. My makeup a completely different way at 23 than I did at 20. I do my hair differently. Like, my hair was blonde a few years ago, and now it's like back to my natural color. There's so many different things that you're going to try out when it comes to your physical look. So it's okay to not know what you feel the most confident in yet, and just kind of taking it day by day and leaning into it. Next thing to talk about is that you have been anticipating your 20s so much that you have built all this unnecessary pressure on it. You've been waiting for my 20s, that you've put so much pressure around your 20s. You put so much pressure on what your 20s will be like. And it's like, you just need to relax. You need to just breathe. You need to realize it's just another age. It's just another chapter of your life. Stop looking at it like, I'm 23, I'm 24, I'm 25. No, you're in your 20s, okay? You're in a chapter of life where you're working, where you're in school, where you're this, where you're that. Just enjoy it, okay? Just enjoy it. Do not put pressure on it. Do not put pressure on what you have to have figured out by your 20s. it's okay, because then you're going to do the same thing in your 30s, you're going to do the same thing in your 40s, and it's going to be a constant pattern of your life where you're just putting pressure and you're not being in the moment and you're constantly in a waiting journey. You're waiting for things to make you happy instead of just deciding to be in a state of being of happiness. Just decide that you're happy, decide that you're happy with whatever chapter you're in, indulge in the chapter that you're in, appreciate the chapter you're in, do not forget where your feet are standing because you're stuck in your head, okay? Stop anticipating things to move forward and just enjoy where you are today. Enjoy where you are now. The next thing is to embrace your mistakes, embrace your failures, okay? The things that have made you upset, the things that have pained you, you're gonna get over them eventually. So embrace the things that you messed up on, embrace the mistakes that you've made, embrace the people that you probably shouldn't have given the time of day to, embrace those things. It's okay to realize that you've made mistakes. Like, I look back and I'm like, wow, that one thing, that one business venture I did was such a failure, but I'm so excited that I did it because now I am at a better place. And maybe I wouldn't be at this place if I didn't make that mistake. The next thing, it's okay to be selfish with your time, with your heart, with your energy, and with your effort. Your presence is a present. Your time and your efforts are sacred. Your energy is very sacred. Not everybody deserves to know you. Not everybody deserves to know your heart. Not everybody deserves to know how your mind works or why your mind works the way it does. Be private and realize, like, you can be selfish. You don't owe anyone anything. You don't owe anyone any explanations. You live life for yourself and life will happen for you. It doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. So be selfish with your time. Be selfish with your heart. Don't be prideful and I'm stuck up and I'm better than everyone. But just keep things to yourself. Keep the way you feel about situations to yourself. And I promise you that when you do that, it will help you so much to kind of evaluate things your way, form your own opinions, and really know how you feel about a situation. Because sometimes when we talk about things with other people, they give an opinion and we're like, wait, I feel that way, because you feel like you're supposed to. And now you no longer feel the way that you felt because you have this idea that you're supposed to feel a different way, if that made sense. So be private, be selfish with your time, be selfish with your energy. You are a sacred human being. You get to decide who gets to have a piece of you. The next thing is realize that you are not for everyone. Realize that you could be the most amazing woman and a guy could choose someone else over you. That doesn't mean that you're not good enough. That doesn't mean that that woman is better than you. It just means that she is better suited for him than you are. Okay, you are not for everyone. Not every person you hang out with is going to want to be your friend. And this was a really hard pill for me to swallow, because I've been in many situations where I've realized, like, wow, that person genuinely doesn't want to be my friend. Like, that sucks. That hurts. But I can't sit back and let that kill me. I can't sit back and let that hurt me, because there's people in my life that wake up every morning excited to talk to me, excited to see me. So why am I going to sit here and focus on those that don't want me, that don't want to spend time with me, that don't want to see me succeed, that don't want to talk to me? You know, you are not for everybody, and you're not meant to be for everybody, because if you were for everybody, you would not be special for those few people. So just realize that you're not for everyone. Realize that it's okay to not be for everyone, and be happy with the people that appreciate you and the people that love you, and don't feel the need to cling on to certain people, cling on to certain friend groups, or change who you are to fit into a specific, you know, group of people. Like, you're not for everyone. And honestly, that is your power. It is your power that you are not for everybody. My last thing, it is okay to start over, okay? Relax, you're only in your 20s. It is okay to start over. It is okay to end your relationship to get into a new one. It is okay to not be friends with the same group of friends. It is okay to move out. It is okay to scrap your whole business idea and start a new one. It is okay to drop out of college and start your own business. It is okay to leave your corporate job to, you know, go 100% all in into your side hustle. It's okay to start over. It's okay to change your mind. If you're 28, you're 29 listening to this episode and you want to leave your corporate job and go through a whole new career path, that's exactly what you do. Because when you're 40, you're going to look back and you're going to say, now it's too late. Why didn't I do it back then? And if you're listening to this episode, you're in your 20s and you're single and you don't have kids and you're not married. When you're married, when you have a mortgage to pay, when you have kids to support, everything changes. So if you're not in that position, if you don't have a mortgage, if you don't have kids to support, if you don't have kids to give your time to, why aren't you doing this for yourself? Okay, and remind yourself of that. So I want to thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you've been enjoying this series. Make sure you follow all my socials linked down below. give me a follow, give me good ratings, give me good reviews, and definitely make sure that you guys shop the sponsors I have linked in the description below. They help me out so much with this, with producing good content for this show. So the better feedback you guys give me, the better content I can put out. And I'm working on so many exciting things for you guys that I can't wait to share. It's just a matter of time. So thank you again for listening to today's episode, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Mwah.